In case you missed the show with Gene Danker and Edward Russell,
hear it on the podcast.
We'll catch you up right now. Weekend Recap with Gene and Ed.
So you really did absolutely nothing?
No, and as much as I kind of always say like, oh, I need time off, I just need some time to rest and recuperate, I did nothing, but then I didn't enjoy it either. I just felt kind of bored.
Oh, okay.
But I had the whole of Sunday off and just kind of spent it stagnating on the couch in front of the TV.
That sounds pretty good. I didn't do all that much, but I did work a little bit, hosted Career Forward yesterday, and I chatted with one of the speakers, this guy named Detlef Kraus, and he was talking about future-proofing your career path. And I love how, you know, he got really technical about some things, and then at the end of it, he just sort of went like, you know, you gotta be nice to yourself in terms of learning new things for your future. Don't pressure yourself too much. Just be nice to yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I totally resonate with that.
Okay, so what are you learning for your future?
That I want to be nice to myself and treat myself to nice dinners whenever I want to.
Aww, very nice. I like that. So yeah. Not necessarily just career advice, but life advice as well.
Life advice. Producer Ian is back from Bali.
I am back. I missed you guys. How are you guys?
Don't pretend like you were just in Bali for a week. Come on, it wasn't
you
that bad.
You just came back yesterday, and I know that you already miss Bali. So.
Yes, I do. But I miss you guys more, you see. Yeah, really.
Oh, is that
boss,
right?
Are you listening? Yeah, it's true.
Actually, she 5 to 8 every day last week. He was tuning into Me Listen, making sure he listened to the international.
Right. That's right. Making sure the Woosa is out.
Oh, yeah. Right on time at 6:15.
That's right.
But anyway, so how do you feel like? It's been like a week and a half, I think, of being a married man. How do you feel?
It feels good. It feels nice and natural, which is good, I hope, right?
Okay, yeah.
But I had a great time in Bali. It was really awesome. I went cafe hopping. And, it was fantastic.
So this is Weekend Recap. What do you do in the weekend?
In the weekend, for the very first time, with the very little hair that I have, I went for a really long cream bath.
Cream bath.
Have you guys heard of that before?
Whole body or like
no,
hair?
Just the hair. Can you believe it?
Oh, I thought you just sat in a bathtub full of cream.
No, no way. Nuh-uh. It's crazy. So they wash your hair. They give you a whole like head massage and all that. And you get to choose like the different kind of conditioners you want on your hair.
So what do you choose?
Strawberry yogurt.
Did you eat this strawberry?
I want to come up and smell your hair now.
Yeah, no.
Do it.
It was fantastic. I completely spoiled myself. It's great.
You were saying just before we went on air that you got talked into getting shaved or waxed. Is that right?
Apparently it's got sugaring. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah.
No, tell me. I don't understand.
So in the morning, we went to this place called Baked. They sell really nice scrambled eggs and all that. So, you know, my wife now, and I can't even say girlfriend now, my wife said, let's go to this place called Sugared.
Okay.
So one is called Baked and the other one's called Sugared. So I thought, great, another cafe.
Yeah.
We get there, we drive 30 minutes. It's nothing like a cafe. It's a full on waxing place.
So you're getting sugared, basically.
I got sugared. It was painful.
You are the sugar daddy in the relationship. Oh,
I wish I paid my way out of this because it was so painful.
Gosh.
Yeah. No, they have sugared here, though, actually, in Singapore.
Really?
I won't ask you where you got sugared specifically.
Do we need photography evidence?
No.
Do we want to know each other that well? I'm not sure.
I mean, now my imagination is just running wild.
Yeah. You have to tell us.
It's my pits. Yeah, my armpits. Yeah, That's all you allowed
them to sugar you.
That's it. That's all. Yeah, I couldn't. It's so painful. She was like, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And many people do this. I said, okay, fine. that's exactly how I sound.
So you know what, Ian? Like, as us guys, right, we're not used to this kind of thing.
Uh-uh.
Now we know what women have to go through on a daily basis.
I appreciate them a lot more now.
Yeah, you should. Exactly. This is fun. All right. Nice to know that your weekend was exceptional compared to ours.
It was exciting.
Cartoons, entertainment news.
Which bad girl singer has gone blonde? It is Rihanna. She was photographed on Friday heading into this business meeting in Santa Monica, California with a brand new look. And she debuted this edgy blonde pixie cut. Oh, it looks fantastic. Actually, she can just sort of pull off anything. The color is rich honey yellow, very different from her recent long brunette style. It's a bit of a mullet-inspired look featuring bangs, too. Now, Now, the Fenty Beauty founder has been expanding her empire, announcing last week that her beauty line will be available in China starting the 1st of April. Definitely down with Rihanna's new bold look.
Meanwhile, on the subject of new things, I guess, Cameron Diaz and Benji Madden of Good Charlotte are now parents of two. On Friday, the couple announced the arrival of their second child, a little baby boy, and in a joint post on Instagram, they said, "We are blessed and excited to announce the birth of our son, Cardinal Madden. He's awesome. We're also happy he's here. For the kids' safety and privacy, we won't be posting any pictures, but he's really cute. We're feeling so blessed and grateful." Now, Cameron and Benji share a daughter, Radix, who's 4 years old, and the baby announcement comes as a bit of a surprise because they never actually shared that they were expecting. Not that they have to.
Yeah. I think it's kind of nice, actually. Just like, surprise! Yeah. So you got baby number two. Congratulations to the couple.
It's time for your 6:15 Woosa.
Yes, it is Woosa time on a Monday, and here is today's quote for you. You don't have to explain why you want what you want. Do what you do. Love what you love, or need what you need. You are allowed to live a life some people don't understand. All right, let's take a deep breath now, Singapore. Breathe in. And let the Monday blues out. Namaste, Singapore. Yes. Today we're welcoming two new callers. Want to say hi to Zach and Krithi. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hello.
All right, Zach, tell us a bit about you.
I'm a happy father of one and another one on the way.
I love that you say happy father of one and another one on the way. Fantastic.
Krithi, what about you? Tell us something interesting about yourself.
I have an adorable pet dog.
Oh. You have a cat dog? What?
Pet dog.
Oh, pet dog. Oh, very cute. What's your dog's name?
Cuba.
Oh, that's Cuba. Why it's in your email address after your name. Hey, Krithi, what sort of dog do you have? Tell us about the breed of the dog.
It's a corgi.
Oh my gosh, cute corgis. Okay. Zach, Krithi, we're playing for the Pura Brasa dining vouchers with $150. It's a Spanish restaurant and it's at Guoco Tower. And they do specialize in charcoal grills using Jasper ovens, okay?
Yeah, they have a diverse menu of tapas, seafood, and meat infused with the unique flavor of charcoal. And they do have this fantastic set lunch menu, which is available daily from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. And you can find out all about it at their Instagram. It's at purabrasa.singapore.
Zach and Krithi, are we ready to battle it out?
Yes.
Okay, and here comes question number one. Night at Orchard returns to Orchard Road after a 4-year break on Good Friday weekend. Is that this or next weekend?
This weekend.
I think I'm going to go with Zach because you said your name. Go ahead.
This Friday.
Yes.
There were zero shadows in Singapore around 1 p.m. on Saturday. What is the color of your shadow? Krithi, I think I heard you come through there.
No shadow.
It's a new month in exactly a week from today. What's the month?
Zach. April.
Yes.
It's been reported that Singapore might be hotter this year than it was last year. Name your favorite cold dessert.
Krithi. Hot fudge sundae.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, hot and cold.
There's a full moon tonight. What is the shape of a full moon?
Krithi.
Circle. Yes.
It's a short work week this week. Yes or no?
Yeah,
Krithi.
Zach, you said your name first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Max Verstappen retired from the Australian Grand Prix yesterday. Which team does he drive for?
Krithi.
Sorry? No.
This Sunday is Easter Sunday. What dairy product is associated with Easter?
Zach.
Egg. Yeah,
that
Easter egg, you got it.
Is correct. And just circling back to the shadows one, I think we can't sort of give that to Krithi because you said the wrong answer first. So looking at the scores, I think Krithi's got 2 and Zach's got 1, 2, 3, 4. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Zach.
Thank you.
You've won the $150 Pura Brasa dining voucher. Check them out. They're a vibrant Spanish restaurant nestled in Guoco Tower. Who are you going to bring to enjoy this prize with you?
My wife, for sure.
Ah, lovely. We'll hope you have a really romantic date night at Pura Brasa.
Krithi! Krithi, yeah? Would you come back tomorrow to play the quiz again with us?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try.
Yes. Well, we'll call you back and we'll have more fun. And you'll be able to smash the quiz tomorrow with another go, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Zach.
All
thanks, Krithi.
Diving into
our pom-pom basket. Pom-pom basket time.
Thanks for all the entries as always. 9125-9500. Our winner today, though, says, "Hi, Gene and Edward. Today is my hubby's and my first wedding anniversary. We're on the way to celebrate with a nice dinner, smiling with cartoons playing. Here are some pictures from our wedding exactly 1 year ago on the 25th of March, 2023. And that comes from Lydia. And wow, these are some very cute pictures, actually.
They're so nice. I love the one where it kind of looks silhouette-y and it looks like a spotlight between the two of you.
Yeah.
It's so sweet. We love that. Thank you so much. And congratulations, you're our winner today. So enjoy a nice date night out. A pair of tickets to the Art Science Museum's exhibitions.
Yeah, they've got some really cool stuff happening at the moment, including Mars, the Red Mirror exhibition, and their permanent exhibition, Future World, where art meets science. And you'll also be able to head down and check out the Digital Light Canvas by Team Lab, and you'll get a customized badge to commemorate your experience as well. So congratulations, Lydia. We'll be in touch.
Listening to the Catch Up podcast of cartoons with Gene and Ed. Enjoy the ride. This is Class 95.